I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It can be hard to share the gospel in some parts of Central Asia, but the Lord is opening doors for Baptist Global Response and their partners. BGR's Jeff Palmer explains.
We found an opening to work with prisoners, and these are not just ordinary prisoners. They're women prisoners. In this country, they actually take their children with them, and then they may be in there several years.
BGR will be bringing in food as well as education and some skills training. It's similar to BGR's prison ministry in other restricted nations.
We have found them to be very responsive to any help that we can give them and very responsive to the hope and the truth that's in the gospel.
Would you mind keeping this project in your prayers? It's worth sharing, too. Look for the link on our Facebook page. And acts of service are opening people to the gospel in Kenya, too.
People began again to see this is practical Christianity. These are people that are actually doing what they preach to us.
Bernice Gatire is the executive director of Transworld Radio Kenya.
Other than the preaching of the gospel, which is really our first call and our first love, God is using our programs, even in the social affairs of the people that we reach.
One TWR listener has been inspired to fight child marriage, a common practice in her village. Another longtime listener, who's been tuning in since TWR began its Kenya broadcast in 1974, says the Bible teachings were more than just background noise.
He's ready to go to be with Jesus because he feels the ministry of TWR has prepared him for that.
We'll connect you with both TWR and Baptist Global Response at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.